Finance Minister Grant Robertson is on the line. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Kim.
As Todd Muller says, what's the plan?
Well, the plan actually picks up exactly where Tim just left off there. You know, we'll be down there next week to continue the conversations that have actually been happening over the last 3 years around how we grow jobs in the region. It is in areas like aquaculture, but also in how we get more value out of the agriculture sector, what we can do in terms of manufacturing. We've already invested in a number of engineering firms. We've obviously got Fonterra's presence down there. But then there's also the opportunity to think a little bit more longer term about the fact that there is this amazing power resource with Manapouri, the opportunity to look at green hydrogen or look at data centres. So, you know, this is a terrible blow for the people of Southland and Invercargill. I absolutely understand.
It's not a time for blue sky. Mr. Robertson, it's not a time for blue sky dreaming, though, is it? Do you think there's any significance in the timing of this announcement?
Not particularly. I think Rio Tinto have been looking at this for many years. They've been trying to sell the plant around the world. They've been looking at selling off their assets. They've been putting pressure on governments around the world. The particular timing is obviously, you know, of their choosing, but there is a certain sense of inevitability about it.
Are taxpayers subsidising the smelter right now?
Yes, they are.
You might like to have a word while you're down there with Great South Chief Executive Graham Budd, who is insistent that taxpayers are not subsidising the power going to the smelter.
Well, in terms of the overall subsidies we give, clearly the biggest one is around emissions trading scheme credits, and that amounts to about $48 million for the smelter. In addition, we've just done the transmission pricing review, which would have seen another $10 million saved off the power bill down there. Clearly, the relationship between Meridian as the supplier and the smelter involves discounts for them. I'm not at liberty to talk about those, but, you know, it's been a fairly generously provided power source. So there have been subsidies and also direct ones in the past that have gone to the smelter. Now, you know, that's up to them whether or not they believe they're generous enough, but certainly the government and the power companies have been working closely and, in my view, been providing a pretty generous level of support.
Are you prepared to put more money their way?
No, that's not on the cards at the moment. We've been in negotiations and discussions for a couple of years. Of course, we'll always be happy to continue to talk, but I heard a very definitive statement yesterday from Rio Tinto, and I think what we have to accept now is that this is the opportunity for us to get alongside the people of Southland and grow those new job opportunities.
So happy to continue to talk, but no more financial help for the smelter.
We've been very clear about that for some time, and in fact Bill English in 2013 said to Rio Tinto that the amount of money they got then was the last. They haven't actually been asking for a direct subsidy for some time. It has been around how power is priced, but clearly they've reached the point where they no longer consider that it's a viable option. We can't force them to stay. They've got some obligations in terms of cleaning up the site and their power contract. That gives us a bit of time to work with the people of Southland on creating new jobs.
They've pointed out that the electricity transmission costs have risen from $40 million in 2008 to $65 million last year. That's a point, isn't it? They are carrying a lot of transmission cost.
Well, they do take around 13% of New Zealand's power, and the cost of transmission, you know, continues to grow. We have to upgrade the transmission lines. There are issues around our ability to meet our climate change targets, but these are being faced by Rio Tinto across the world. And if you look at other countries like Iceland, they've been in very similar debates with governments and power companies there about costs. There's always been an attempt to strike a deal. We were having discussions with them, and Meridian were having discussions with them about what other possible changes there would be, but they've made their judgment call. It's a blow for the people of Southland, but we're here to work with those people to create new opportunities.
You talk about the cleanup. You're not just talking about the dross at Mataura and other sites.
Absolutely not. The dross, that process is well underway, and I think by the middle of next year that's likely to be dealt with in terms of the previous leftovers from the site. No, this is specifically about the remediation of the whole site.
And is that negotiable or is that absolutely signed off?
From our point of view, it's a commitment, and it's actually in Rio Tinto's accounts. Around $265 million for the remediation is already there, and that is our expectation it will be done.
I mean, as we know, Rio Tinto's environmental record is not that great. Are you in any doubt that the remediation will be carried out?
I'm not, and we will be making sure that it is.
Thank you. Grant Robertson, Finance Minister.